It is Saturday, September 18th, and I'm here in Sacramento at the Soul Collective, and I'm here with Chico Gonzalez. Chico, you're an artist in this exhibit, but you're also the curator, and one of the fascinating things to me about this show was how you assembled this exhibit. So please tell me a little bit about your tactics and your strategies for bringing together Cara Libro.
Okay, so basically the show came to me as an idea, right? I was thinking like, how can I bring like different artists from different areas that are doing the same type of work as I'm doing, and have like a nice exhibit, a good exhibit with good artists, you know, in the front lines, you know, either through politics or through culture or through both. So what I decided to do is I decided to look at my friends, you know, on Facebook, and I went through like through my friends that are artists on Facebook. And I sent them an email, and I decided to, once they said they wanted to be in the show, I chose three pieces from their photographs. So everything was like Facebook, you know. So then I decided to, I asked them, you know, these are the three pieces that I would like to include in the show, but I can only show one, so you decide which one you want. Because, you know, different people have like... are more attached to a certain piece, and mm-hmm. they feel that that piece is strong. So that's how the show came out.
Now, do you think being organized through Facebook, was it easier or more challenging doing it this way?
You know, it was challenging because sometimes people don't check their Facebook emails and things like that. But I'm really happy out of the people that I invited. I would say 90% said yes. And when it came down to, like, the exhibit, two out of the... I think nine people ended up sending their work. So, you know, this is a trial. So I'm going to keep on doing it. I actually hooked up with some people from Phoenix, Arizona, and they might send us a show, and I might send a show over there.
So, And so one last question. Tell me a little bit about your piece in the show itself.
Okay, so the piece in the show is called El Sacrificio. And I created that piece back in 2006 when I was an MFA student at UC Davis. And... around that time, I was really intrigued with cartoons and how a lot of stereotypes and like racism that exists in the U.S. is shown a lot in cartoons, you know, and it's kind of crazy how the children are exposed to that, and they grew up with their preconceived notions of, you know, Mexicans are Speedy Gonzalez and things like that. So the whole piece is based on pre-Columbian mythology, and that's, you can see like the... Donateo, the sun, Meshli, the moon, the earth, the jaguar. And what I did is I gave her a contemporary twist, and I have the jaguar warrior or the jaguar representation actually decapitated Mickey Mouse. And even though Mickey Mouse is like headless, I mean, he's still like his face, he's still laughing. Mm-hmm. And the whole premise with that piece is that nowadays, we're very concerned about material things. We're very capitalistic. And I think that if there's a symbol for capitalism in my head, it's like Mickey Mouse. So the whole piece is it's about how people are always wanting the newest thing. You know, they have, I don't know, an iPad with like a 1 gig, and that 2 gig comes around and they want that. And you know, it's all about that. And in essence, what I wanted to show in the piece is like, you know, let's keep it real. Let's keep it cultural and try to do away with those things. And usually my work is very political, very straightforward, but this is what I was trying to convey in this piece.
All right. I've been talking with Chico Gonzalez. Thank you very much, Chico, for talking with me.
Thank you for coming to Sacra.
All right. So, okay, well, I'm here with Crystal Galindo, and she has an amazing piece in the show. It's part of her self-portrait series, and it's actually four kind of different identities. She's presenting four kind of versions of herself. Can you tell me a little bit about your piece in this exhibit?
It's displaying different dimensions of who I am. I think there's more than four dimensions to each person, but just showing different adornments and different aspects of me as a person, as well as stages of what I've gone through, evolving into who I am now and who I want to be, and also carrying different tidbits of myself from the past into the future.
And so as a whole, because I really, really love your different self-portraits, I mean, is there kind of an overarching theme that you see to your paintings of yourself?
I think they all reflect what I'm going through at the moment. It might be, I don't always have like a set plan for what my next piece is going to be until I actually like have something to inspire me. And it might be something like as like a movie I'm watching that reminds me of like a feeling I had in a situation. I know it sounds really vague and really like it webs into different things, but it's little things that happen that make me go to my sketchbook and put something together, and I know that that's what it's going to be. And it'll, even from the sketchbook to the canvas, it evolves, because I do use mirrors to paint from, and I mix different colors, and things that don't work together might not, like, I'll have to like erase it out and start over. But it's just like the whole process just kind of happens. And so I guess the glue holding it together might be just me. I don't have a set theme going on. Like, it's just, I just let it flow.
Ah, okay. And one of my favorite pieces of yours was the Fuck Your Mactivism self-portrait. But I've had to explain the term Mactivism to a good number of people who I've shown it to. So can you lay it down once and for all and tell me a little bit about that piece?
The piece has to do with my frustration with activists, like men who use their activism, like their involvement in the movement and like with the gente, to get like play, you know, and to like try to like talk to women. And it's like my frustration was the respect for our people, or the respect for like humanity, that goes into activism does not reflect in the way that a so-called Mactivist would treat a woman. And that's the thing that was like, it's kind of like a big contradiction. And that's why I was like going through some stuff, and I just decided, okay, I'm going to draw this piece, I'm going to put it right across the chest, and it's going to be like boom, right there, once and for all, like it's out there.
There it is, truth to power, truth to power. So now about Cara Libro, how do you, what are your impressions of the show? Do you have any favorite pieces in the exhibit?
I think I like every single one in a different way. Definitely the piece there is really, really powerful. Is it Ruby Chacon?
I believe it is.
Yeah, I saw that actually online a couple days ago, and I was really interested in looking at it. I didn't know it was going to be in here, and I just, it's really powerful, and I love the use of the figure, but I also love the use of the text on the person's back. It just sends a very powerful message. I love yours for its color and the fida and the, just taking her to another level, because I think a lot of people look to her as this icon for like Mexican art or Chicano art, and a lot of people just reproduce her, and they don't like add something else to the table, and I really like that you do that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So, actually, you brought up something very interesting. So, the name of the show is Cara Libro, and mm-hmm. it was organized entirely through Facebook.
Yes.
And so I've only known your work through Facebook, and this is the first time I've seen it in person. And I can actually say that for a lot of the work that's mm-hmm. in the show, I've only seen it online and not physically. And so you mentioned seeing that piece online, but you know, this is your first time seeing it here. Do you think is this kind of like the way of the future? Is this what it's going to be from now on?
It's interesting. Like, that's a very interesting question, because I was thinking the same thing. Like, everyone is recognizing each other from this social networking, but we're not really interacting like physically in person. And it's, I think it might be leaning toward that in the future. Like, who knows? Like, there might be like online art galleries like connecting people right now. And I feel like this is kind of like delving into that. People using, maybe not necessarily displaying in a physical art gallery, but using their artwork to say something to the masses through the network.
All right. I myself have been trying to ponder what this means. I think it's brilliant that the show was conceived and assembled through Facebook, but it's also scary at the same time.
It is very scary. I agree.
So it's a glimpse into the future, but I don't quite know what it means yet. But I'm very, very happy and very proud to be a part of it. So this is Rio Yanez signing off with Cristo Galindo.